Dem bones, dem, dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem, dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem, dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. Maybe you learned that song in school, or maybe in Sunday school. Maybe you thought it was a folk song. In fact, the song was written by African-American author and composer James Weldon Johnson and was first recorded by the famous Myers Jubilee Singers in 1928. And what a timely song to start the month of October. We get to sing about skeletons. Actually, the image from Ezekiel isn't really about skeletons at all, though I think as a child that was all I heard. Bones coming together and walking about. But as you listened to the reading, I hope you heard not just the bones rattling together at God's command, but tendons and muscles reforming, skin recovering, and finally, God's breath enlivening them, causing them to stand and move about. Like a page out of Mary Shelley's Dr. Frankenstein, the Valley of Dry Bones comes to life. Unlike Dr. Frankenstein's monster, this story is not about bare bones skeletal existence, but about resurrection. And with resurrection, there is always hope. God says to Ezekiel, "These bones are the people of Israel who think that hope is gone. I will put my spirit in you and you will live." The people of Israel were living through the exile when everything they held dear, everything that defined them, had been lost. The land God had given them where they lived and farmed, the temple, which is where they centered their religious faith traditions, their political structure, the line of kings who they believed were chosen by God to rule over them, not to mention the countless thousands of lives lost to battle and starvation. Grief on top of loss, on top of upheaval, can leave one feeling bereft and even lifeless. Do you ever feel like you are just a dried up old bag of bones? Like the life and the hope is gone. Maybe you feel that way when you look at the state our economy is in. Any economic gains people made when the minimum wage had risen have been wiped out by inflation. Investments took a sharp decline last year. Supply chain disruptions have caused the price of goods to skyrocket. The housing market today makes home ownership seem unattainable for many young people. Maybe your heart aches and you feel powerless to do anything about it when you look at the devastation of the war in Ukraine, the massive flooding a couple of weeks ago in Libya, or the earthquake damage in Morocco. Maybe helplessness hits closer to home when you or a loved one struggles with a healthcare diagnosis or the grief of a loss. And alongside hopelessness sit the questions and the doubts, the whys and the what ifs. Dry bones. And we wonder, can these bones live again? In the beginning, says our scripture, God created all things. In Genesis chapter 2, we read that God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. God inspired the man. Our word inspired literally means to breathe into, and in its original use, it means a divine being imparted truth to someone, breathed truth into them. If God can breathe life and truth into beings formed from the dust of the earth, and if God can resurrect a valley of dry bones, then surely God can bring a sense of hope back to you and me when we feel dried out and used up. And maybe I need more water. When we feel dried out and used up. And it's maybe not done in the snap of a fingers, and maybe it doesn't happen all at once like opening up a fire hose. Maybe God and hope show up in little glimmers. Glimmers is a concept coined a few years ago by social worker Deb Dana in a professional publication. Dana suggests glimmers are the opposite of triggers. Glimmers are little moments of beauty and joy and kindness. The smell of freshly mown grass, at least for some of us. A beautiful sunrise. How about this week's supermoon? Sound of rain on the roof or the leaves. A friend who brings you flowers or chocolates. Your favorite song on the radio. Doing something creative. Painting or knitting or quilting or building. Even attending to your spirituality through reading and meditation and worship. Those can all be glimmers. And for me, for us who embrace Christianity as our faith, I see God in all those glimmers and more. I see God in the chipmunks and the squirrels racing across my backyard to gather supplies for the winter ahead, and in the geese circling overhead. The colors fall on the sunlit hillsides I drive past on my way here, the song my cat sings to me every morning while I sip my coffee. Paula and Deb and Celeste and the choir who provide beautiful music for us here, Chris and Jan and in her years here, Connie in the leadership of Sunday school, and most lately, Caden's absolute joy running to meet them. And all the smiling faces and warm embraces I receive here. I see God in all of that. I see glimmers everywhere. And I see and I hear glimmers of hope in Jesus' actions and words. He tells heartsick people that they are forgiven. He brings marginalized people back into community. He tells the often overlooked that they are seen and loved and valued. He preaches about glimmers on a mountainside in rural Galilee when he declares, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed are you because God sees you right where you are. God sees you if you are poor in spirit, brokenhearted, weighted down, emptied out, dry bones in a dry land. God sees you. And God loves you right where you are. Loves you enough not to leave you where you are. The mournful will be comforted. The hungry and thirsty will be filled. The humble and poor in spirit will have an inheritance. Those dry bones gonna walk again with just a glimmer of inspiration. The season of creation draws to a close in worship today. But the creation is everywhere around us every day. Don't forget to look for the glimmers of God that are woven throughout our days. And when you find what sparks joy for you, what inspires you, seek out those glimmers. Let them fill you up. Let them water your dry bones and replenish your hope. Foster your connection with the creation and the Creator. Life that is spirit-led and spirit-filled is the life we are meant for, the life we are meant to bring into the world. That is the inspiration that breathes hope into the dry bones. Amen.